My phone has been so dry recently. You want to spice it up, make it a little better? You can go to sextsid.com and get free access to my phone number. Text me, sext me. Let's have a real conversation. And it goes directly to my phone. So if you want to talk, go to sextsid.com. Now let's get into this podcast.
I'm your host, Fit Sid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it.
Dirty CEO. Hey everyone, it's your girl Fit Sid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO. Today, I am here with Celeste. How are you, girl?
Hey, I'm so good.
What did we just do?
We did some crazy stuff on a balcony.
Yeah, fucking hot tub in the summer, in August.
Yeah.
In
the desert.
It was fucking kinky.
Yeah.
It was fun. Was that hot. A first for you? Not first threesome, but I mean.
Yeah, like in this situation. Yeah. Definitely.
The same with me, because a lot of the time I'm usually like either just balcony or just hot tub. Not both.
Yeah. But the combination was
good. And I was kind of scared because it was like pretty hot, but then it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we were all comfortable with each other.
We got in and out a lot, so it cooled us off.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot.
It was good. You guys are going to have to see it. She got a fucking good cream pie.
Yeah. It was a lot.
So, okay. How did you even get in the industry? Like, I hit her up. You guys, I've been following her for so long now. And I hit her up and I was like, yo, I'm going to be in Vegas. You want to link up? But I don't really know your story.
So let's see. I was a stripper like back in the day.
What's back in the day to you?
Like my early 20s, like how I'm going to age myself here, but you know, like 2010s, till 2015-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I like traveled.
So you stripped for like 5 years?
Yeah, like kind of on and off, but like I would travel like around Texas and dance in different cities in Texas. And then I quit for a while. I really wanted to like focus on opening a restaurant. Mm-hmm. That's like what I always wanted to do.
Is it still what you want to do?
No.
Because you tried it and...
Yeah, I just like got really burnt out and had like a pretty deep conversation with an owner of like a bar that I was working at. And he just kind of advised me and I was like, yeah, I don't want to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my roommate at the time, like, I would rather work on cam. Like, I'd rather be a cam model because I had done that before.
Yeah, okay. So when did you do that? Was it when you were stripping?
Yeah, I had done it like once or twice just to see what it was about.
Was it because someone else told you to, or you just saw it, or?
Yeah, I had a friend that had done it and she was like, yeah, I do really well on it. Like, you should try it sometime. And I tried it. It was okay. But then after the restaurants, I was like, you know what? Like, I would rather do that. And not even like a way that it's like, this is my last resort. I was like, I would really rather do that.
Right.
So I went into camming. And someone ordered a custom video from me, and I had never made videos before. And that kind of like
started,
like, this little light bulb went off that I was like, I really like making videos.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do this. And so
where did you cam on to start?
My free cams.
Do you have any tips for someone that's starting that?
I guess just like really find your personality because there's so many cam models that like, it sounds kind of cliche, but you do have to stand out, whether that's like your background or like, you know, your bubbly personality or whatever it is.
What makes you you? Like, what do you think your fans love about you? And this isn't like an unhumble thing to say, but like, what do you think?
I think I'm not afraid of like fetishes. Mm-hmm. Like, people can come up to me with like the craziest or like nastiest fetish and like, I'll usually be down.
What would you do? Like, which ones do you like to do?
So
and not just like, but just in general.
Well, pee fetish is probably my favorite. Uh-huh. I just drank pee for the first time
yesterday. How was that?
It was great. It was with Kaya Eve.
Oh, my God. I love Kaya. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, it was so great. We drank some pee. It was
amazing. It her pee that you drank? Or someone
no,
else's?
It was her man's pee. We did like a threesome together. We peed on him and then he peed on us and we drank it.
Wow, you guys are kinky.
Yeah, it was good. It was so fun. But yeah, I really like pee. Mm-hmm. I like kind of risky outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily like I'm gonna fuck in front of a bunch of people. I do like to be watched though. I take that back.
Yeah.
I do like to be watched, but like consensually.
No,
you know?
Yeah, I get it.
But like
I
feel like balcony people... stuff, that was super hot.
Yes.
I like doing stuff like that.
I like public stuff. That's why I thought like, I was like, oh, you'll be perfect for travel whores because the whole premise of travel whores is like,
yes, public, but not public in the unconsensual way. You know, like we're at a fucking national park and no one's around and we're going to fucking fuck, you know?
It's like risky. There's a chance someone can see you.
It's like a mental chance, you know? Because you know, no one's going to see you. Especially like at least for me, I'm like, I don't want to be a sex offender.
Yeah.
So like, I always think about that. So
I want to be able to live wherever I want and keep doing my job. So we're going to be safe. Yeah, not have to
send a letter out. So you like piss, public stuff, being watched. What else? Have you ever done a shit video?
I have, yeah.
Because I haven't done that, but I honestly would be like down to do it.
I do have like a no where like I won't smear it on myself, but I have done quite a few like
just shitting.
Yeah, that or like shitting in like the bathtub and then like masturbating or something with it right there. Yeah. Like stuff like that is like, it's not really. Someone's even bought my shit before.
How much did they sit like?
Well, I mean,
do you charge a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I always wonder, because someone asked me for a shit video and I told them my price.
I don't want to like put all of it out there, but it definitely paid my rent.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was like,
that's what I'm saying. I had a guy literally like ask me for a shitting video and I've never done it. So I was like, if I'm going to do it, like I'm going to charge a lot because like that's special, you know? People don't realize like that type of content, especially like because a lot of people won't do it. It's special. It's unique. It's it's also a custom, you know?
And it can be like intimate.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And like a lot of people don't see that side of us, especially we're being kind of gross. Yeah. Or, like it's a very intimate moment.
It's vulnerable.
Yes. So definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Only for special people.
That's what I was wondering, the shit thing. Because when you said fetishes, I was like, there's a few people I know that do shit. And like, I had that guy ask, but then he didn't want to pay that much. And I was like, I am not about to lower my price. He asked me to give him a discount. I was like, no, because this is something that like, you're like, if he was like a longtime supporter and like, you know, showed me that he'd been there since day one, then maybe I would have considered like a little different.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, this isn't normal.
You got to know what you're asking.
Yeah, you know, I was like, this is something I've never even done. Like, you can't ask me for a discount if I've never done it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, that's good.
And then, so then you did camming, and then how did you? And then you did the custom, and then how'd you kind of go from there?
So I really kind of was like mini vids, like centered. Like I just pushed mini vids a lot. Did like all of their contests and stuff like that, and that's like really where I pushed. Them? Not really.
Because I feel like the busier,
It's just kind of fallen off a little bit. So it's like,
2 years ago, it was still popping.
Yes. Like when I started like 4 years ago, it was like so good. And then, about 2 years in, like they, you know, did those updates, made it more social. And so it's just kind of
when they
made
it a
weird experience.
They make changes to like help the public, not the porn industry. And I think it kind of like made the site harder for people who like porn to actually find it and buy it. And like then the traffic's, it just dies down. People find something else, like a better site to get it off.
If it's hard for them to find what they want while they're jerking off, they're going somewhere else.
Yeah.
If it takes more than a couple clicks, they're going somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, and like even for me and even for you probably, like if you want something, the easiest way to get it is how you're going to get it. Like you don't want to work for something, especially when you want it in that moment.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, I don't know, that's why I think OnlyFans does so well.
Yeah.
Is because it's so easy. You literally go to that model's profile and everything's there.
Yeah.
And like you can message them yourself.
Right. So like I was doing mini vids and then OnlyFans, you know, started becoming more popular. And then I really started putting my focus in there. And I feel like that's when I did start getting like a little bit more successful just because, you know, everyone's like making money on OnlyFans. And
right.
It kind of opened the door more for like networking and collabing. And yeah, I've just kind of.
When did you have your first collab?
Let's see. So my first collab was with Kiki Callie. She's like a DDLG content creator. Yeah. And that was, I think, like 3 years ago. I was like maybe a year in solo content.
That's kind of how it was for me. Like I made sex tapes with like the guy that I was with. But like my first collab, like with someone who wasn't like in my personal life, it was probably like 8 months in, I think.
But I still wasn't doing like sex. I was doing like fetish stuff or like mutual masturbation. Like I wasn't doing any boy girl. Like it took like maybe a year and a half. Before I was actually like doing boy girl.
And that's the thing. I think people don't realize, like they see us now and they're like, oh yeah, they fucking probably were balls deep in it right away. And girls see that, and guys who are trying to get into porn and think that like this happened overnight.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Well, I didn't even think I wanted to make mm-hmm. content like that. I was like, no, I don't think, I think solo will be fine. And then I was like, no, I think I do, but I wanted to slowly get into it.
And I think that's how you can last.
Yeah. I wanted a little bit more longevity than just like immediately going into a gangbang.
Because you burn out, because then you have to keep doing that. And like, for me, when I started, I knew I, like, I'm a really sexual person. So I knew like starting, I could do it.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, okay, when I'm ready and it feels right and the opportunity is in front of me, I'm going to take it. And then the opportunity was in front of me and I was like, okay, I can do like sex with the guy in my personal life. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, the opportunity is in front of me. Literally, Sarah J tweeted me and she was like, hey, DM me. And I knew what that meant. I was like, fuck. Not in a bad way, but I was like, fuck, like I haven't done this, you know, especially on camera with any girls. I hadn't collabed with a girl. So then that was when I was going to Expos Miami. So I knew when we had planned out the first shoot that I was going to do, I knew that I was about to eat her pussy. And I'd never done that on camera. And I was going from like zero to 100, you know?
Yeah.
So I was
at the Sarah J too. Yeah, like, I know. Intimidating a little bit. Like, you've had your pussy ate a lot. I have to do good.
I was nervous. I was so nervous because I had like never really even seen one like up close and personal, like in that way where, like, I had, you know, my friends eating me out, but, like, I had never thought about it, like, in the way of, like, okay, I need to do a good job. Like, there's a very different, like, mindset. Yeah, I kind of felt like
hot. I need to do good.
That's and I was, different. I was like, oh, my God, what if I'm really bad and my friends just lied to me, you know? So I was at the white party and I found this girl and I was like, yo, I'm about to fuck Sarah J in the morning. Can you please come to my hotel room and we can, like, can play around? Yeah. No, I literally told her that. We filmed, like, my first lesbian scene and she had, like, the most, like, textbook pussy.
Yeah.
And it was the funniest thing because we literally pulled up like a picture of a pussy and it was like the way hers looked. Like, and I was like, okay, well, what if hers doesn't look like that? Then what if I don't know how to do it? So then I was freaking out more. But it was good because it was like I waited until I was ready. Like I wasn't gonna agree. I kind of like, I agreed to Sarah J, but I was ready at that point. It's just the opportunity presented itself.
It's a challenge, but you're still like you're ready for the challenge.
And then at Expos Miami, I didn't really do any more like sex during that event, only with that girl and then Sarah. And then it kind of just like kept, it was like a snowball effect. And I think people, especially girls who look up to other girls who are like in the industry a long time, you know, you and I 4 years in, that 4 years, there's a lot that happens in it, especially like with fetish. You probably didn't do shit right away. You probably didn't do like, you know, deep throating right away.
Yeah. Like I didn't even know I liked pee until like, someone asked me like, to make some pee stuff. And that was like, you know, a year in. And I was like, oh, I like pee.
Yeah.
And now it's like one of my main things.
And it's surprising because I think people think that like, oh, you just do it. No, it's like when the opportunity is there.
Yeah.
Then it's there. But you're not going to be famous overnight. That doesn't happen to most people.
Right.
And a lot of the time you have to like kind of like try. It's a sexual like adventure.
And then, like, I've noticed, too, like, I mean, my first, I've had some firsts on camera.
Like what? Which one?
So my first, like, male-male, female threesome. Not a bi threesome, but just, like, two guys, girl. That was my first time on.
Who was that with?
So it was with Eric Todd and then Jay West. He's not in the, it was a different Jay West. He's not in the industry.
Oh, okay.
He's, like, a ball-busting guy. But it was with them, and it was, like, I was like a student pretending to act dumb so I could fuck my tutors. And,
oh, that's actually a really good like role play.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. But that was my first time doing that. And yeah, just like pee stuff, like enema stuff, a lot of firsts like on camera.
Right.
And I definitely wasn't like super great at it the first time. But it's like, you know, you have that experience, you do it. And then like the next time you do it, it's like,
and then you look so much better. And you're like, wow, how did I get good at this?
Yeah.
Like,
I look back sometimes and I'm like, people bought this?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But here's the thing too, that those firsts filming them, I feel like are so special. Like, I like to look back at my porn sometimes and like my first, I look back at, you know, Logan Long, he's gone now, but he was my first boy girl that was not in my personal life, you know?
Yeah.
And I look back at that video and it's funny as fuck to look at now because I was so nervous. Like,
you can see it.
He was holding the camera and he was like, so Sydney, are you ready? Blah, blah. Like doing like a little interview, you know, being funny, trying to like calm my nerves. And I just remember me being like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, you know, like the face so I was making. And it was interesting because, like, I had never taken a dick the size of his.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, feeling it in my mouth being like, oh my God, it's so big.
Yeah.
And
you have to, like, mentally prepare yourself for what's happening.
And then, like, feeling it in my pussy. I remember, you know, the position Froggy?
Yeah.
I remember that was the first time he showed me that position. He's like, yeah, he showed me so many things. And I remember during Froggy, literally my hand was in the air. And I'm fucking praising Jesus because it was so, like, intense because his dick was so big.
Yeah.
I was, like, dripping sweat because I'd never taken a dick that big. I'd never done that position. Like, but I was comfortable with him because he, like, made it, you know, easy to try something new. But it was funny as fuck because I just look back at that and I think, like, wow, like, it's kind of the novelty of, like, your first videos. Just kind of, like, your first time in your personal life. Like, when you first have sex, it's all new. So, like, you're very much, like, am I doing okay? Like, you know, like, how do I do this? But you're, like, thinking it and trying.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Too. Yeah. It's like, I like it.
And then you look back, though, and you're like, okay, there's, I know why people bought it. Like, it could have been a shitty video.
Yeah.
But the mindset in it was so different than, like, now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I kind of, like, this year I told myself, you're going to start shooting differently. Like, you're going to pick who you want to pick to shoot with. Anyone that I'm working with this year is people I genuinely want to. I'm not putting myself through, like, just filming to film.
Yeah.
And then also, I want it to be, like, exciting for me. You know? Like, if I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. I don't do anal.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to force myself to do that until I'm ready.
Yeah.
But obviously, if I feel comfortable with someone, I'd love to film it and, like, explore.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's the fun part about being in for 4 years is you kind of have to switch it up.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I'm honestly, like, in that same boat where it's like, okay, I've done a bunch of collabs. I've, like, done all this stuff. And it's like, okay, now I want to, like, kind of switch focus and just, like, really, I don't know, kind of take it up a notch.
Yeah.
And just, like, be more professional. And, like, just, you know, I feel like for me, just, like, get kinkier and just, like, let go. There was, like, a scene I did earlier, like, a few months ago that, I don't know, something, like, clicked in my head. And I was just like, I had been kind of, like, in my head, like, worried, like, oh, does this angle look good? Does this angle look good? And then there was, like, just this moment in my head where he was, like, pounding me out. And I was, like, still thinking about my outfit or something. And I was like, girl, like, you're you, like, are in this experience. Like, enjoy it. Like, feel this. Like, have fun. And so, like, after I did that, like, the scene was, like, amazing.
Yeah, and you feel and better about it.
Yeah, and I was, like, coming, like, crazy, and it was just super relaxing. And so now, like, every shoot I go into, I'm just, like, this is not an experience I'm ever going to have again.
Right.
Like, this is a unique experience. Yeah. So, like, really be in the moment and just, like, go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
I feel like before I was just, like,
doing it to do it.
Shy or, like, okay, I want to do this, but I don't want to do too much. And now it's just, like, fuck it, dude. Like, it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, y'all have all seen my butthole. Like, let's just be me. Like, I really want to be more me. And, like, have myself really be
That's definitely how I'm shown. Kind of feeling now. Because I really like public stuff. And, like, a lot of it I can't use on my OnlyFans, whatever. But I, like, am letting myself actually enjoy things. And I used to very much be, like, shake your hand, suck your dick.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't have chemistry, but, like, I just wouldn't, like, ever go out to eat with them after.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really do that anyways now, but, like, if someone says, hey, like, I would really like to, like, go get food. You want to come? I'm more apt to say yes because it's, like, in the moment. Like, Sydney, you're going to eat anyways. Like, why not just live in the moment, enjoy it? And same with the content. Like, fuck your makeup up. You know what I mean? Like, I used to care so much about, like, looking, like, good after. Why?
Yeah.
I can fix it later. Like, like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah, exactly. I've been in the same boat. Like, I'm like, I go in with the plan, like, all right, let's see if anyone can fuck my eyelashes off today.
Yes.
Because it's like, fuck
That's
it.
Hot.
Like, let's just,
That's
yeah, like, let's just really get into it.
And as I'm talking, just a little reminder, you can always go to OnlyFans.com/FitSid for my VIP OnlyFans. Has all of my scenes unlocked right on the feed, my pictures, everything. I reply to direct messages there every single day. And then I also have a free OnlyFans page, which is OnlyFans.com/XXXFitSid. So if you're interested in seeing my OnlyFans content, you can go there. If you'd like to see my other stuff, you can go to FitSid.com. You can find my socials. And yeah, thank you so much for the support. I always appreciate it.
is there anything that you haven't done that you actually want to try that you can like think of?
So I hadn't ever done like a girl-girl-boy threesome and like made out with a dick. And then this week I've now had three.
Damn.
So I was like, that was kind of the thing that I was like, oh, I really want that. And then I like manifested it or something because I had three in a week.
Isn't
and I'm like,
okay. Isn't it funny though how that stuff happens?
Yeah.
I think I have to make like a new list because I've kind of been like checking shit off. But I did a BBG. But I was, it was actually like not on purpose. It was like just during an orgy.
Yeah.
And then like they both just really, you know, and I just didn't, it happened. But I really want a BBG that's like planned, you know, and it's just me. But I really want a bi BBG.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to do a bi threesome. That would be hot.
Then I'll probably convince Rowan to do it with me. As long as we find someone that like is like, down for that. Like I want someone that's actually down for it. Because then it looks better.
Yeah, if you're all really into it, actually.
Yeah. And I feel like with three ways, it's kind of like you all three have to have chemistry.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
I feel like we did today.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Like,
too.
I feel like we were fucking great. Outside. That was a great example.
Yeah, but we were outside too. So like the fact that we had all these factors and it still looked so fucking good. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like with three ways, if it's like uncomfortable, like this wasn't the most comfortable positioning we could have had, you know what I mean?
Right,
we were not in a bed, we were on fucking concrete.
Yeah, I scraped up my knees a little bit out there.
I know, you took one for
you
the
know,
team.
It's okay. It's how you did it right.
Yeah, but like even then we had chemistry versus like sometimes I have three ways where we're in a comfy bed and I'm over here like, girl, do you even like pussy? Like,
yeah,
I'm like, what? Or like I have girls where I know they don't like girls.
Yeah. See, I feel like I'm going to run into that because right now I feel like I want to focus more on girl-girl or like boy-girl-girl.
Yeah.
I've done a bunch of like boy-girl. Now I'm like, I really, really want to focus on girl-girl.
Yeah.
And like girls have been kind of intimidating for me. Like,
really?
I love women. Like I love eating pussy, but I get so intimidated like approaching a girl. I mean like, hey, do you want to make content? And just like getting over that fear. Like.
But I think you really have to find girls too, in my opinion, where like if someone works with someone and you see that it was good, hit them up. Because there's people that like I've hit up that way and I can tell they actually are girls. Like anytime someone actually posts on Twitter, usually it's a good experience. If they don't,
Then
you know it was bad.
Then you know.
Because there's people that like I've shot with and like I don't post a lot of people I shoot with, but like I've been trying to be better about it because I know that then if I post them, more people will see that it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I don't, and it was a lesbian scene, they probably, like, I don't care if, like, a girl tells me, like, hey, I want to fake it. Like I mean, I haven't ever had that happen, but, like, I wouldn't be offended.
Yeah.
But I can tell when they're trying and, like, they genuinely don't even know my anatomy versus, like, their own. I'm like, have you not seen that? I know. Okay, I don't know about you. I have a question. So like the first time that I ever had a three-way or the first time I strapped a girl. So either way, I was looking at like a dick going in her pussy doggy style. I did not realize that the fucking pussy hole, like the actual hole, was so close to the asshole.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Were you like baffled the first time? Because I always thought it was way further apart.
I mean, a little bit. Like, I really like kind of looking at myself when I'm masturbating. So, like, I've kind of, you know, seen what my situation is. But, like, you know, everybody's body is different.
Yeah.
And then when you're in that position, it is kind of like, oh, this is a lot
closer.
It's
a lot. Yeah, it's way noticeable.
Than I thought.
When I strapped a girl, it was funny because I literally looked and I was like, oh, my God, am I going to rip it? I was literally thinking about it.
Yeah, you have to get, it's like, it's a weird position you have to get in. And then it's like, dang, now I know why guys have like such nice asses. Because they're they got to get in these squats and really get in there.
That's when you know a guy's good at fucking, like the guy today.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good at fucking.
The best ass.
Yeah, Eddie, he's fucking, like his whole body is great. And it was funny because this man was fucking dripping sweat. Doing so much work. And I was loving every second of it.
No complaints.
I think you were too. Yeah. And like, it was funny because like, I feel like when guys sweat, it's hot. Like, it's like the effort they're putting in. I like, do you like sweaty sex?
I like it. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
What do you look for in a guy? In your personal life? Like, if we're getting real here.
So I'm a sucker for beards. I really like beards.
Do you like them long or short?
I kind of like them short. I like shorter beards.
Yeah.
I like tattoos a lot. Other than that, I feel like I'm pretty open.
Do you have eye color preference at all? Some people are like brown eyes. I'm a sucker.
No.
Others are like blue.
It's kind of like, I don't know. It's weird. I like guys' backs. Mm-hmm. So if you have like a nice back, ooh, yeah. I feel like that's going to get me before like eyes will. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, you know.
Mine's smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, like legit.
I do like a smile.
I've caught every single person I've ever dated has had a very nice smile.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it until like after I started looking back and I was like, first of all, my friends make a joke that it's a lot of carbon copies. Like, and it's like, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Because they all have like the same smile. Like it's like yeah. a very cheesy, nice, mm-hmm. like charismatic smile. Because I think it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I think for me, like I look for someone that's happy.
It's contagious. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
But then it's funny because like, you know, I never thought I liked beards. But, you know,
yeah.
recently I've been really yeah. digging the beard. I haven't thought about it once. Every time I'm like, oh, wow, like, you have a beard. Like, because it usually gives, like, when you make out, like,
yeah.
the fucking scruff.
It does like, hurt a little yeah. bit.
But it's weird because, like, when you're attracted to someone, like, you think that you care about those things, but then you're like, nah, never mind. Like, yeah. doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
And also low-key, like, sitting on someone's face with a beard is fucking hot.
Yeah, and it's a little tickly.
Do you care about height? Okay. Be honest. Because you're short, so, like, you yeah. don't have as much of an
issue.
I mean,
you at least have to be as tall as me. I've only yeah. dated one guy that was shorter than mm-hmm. me.
Was there a problem with it?
Not really.
Because I think a lot of girls that have never dated a guy shorter than them, they don't realize there isn't really an issue with, like, anything there.
No.
Like,
and because I am so short, mm-hmm. like, I'm like 5'2", 5'3". Yeah, so, know. Like,
you're like, fun size. Yeah.
So, if a guy is too tall, like,
yeah,
it kind of sucks. It's yeah. like, I have to, like,
it's work.
Arch my hand back to kiss mm-hmm. you. Like any kind of standing up or shower sex.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't
not
work.
Happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not happening. Like, I'd rather a guy be like my height mm-hmm. or like 4 or 5 inches taller. Yeah. A foot is like too that's much. That's like too much. Like,
yeah,
and maybe a little bit.
Good, under, thank but, you. You're yeah. saving the 6'2" guys for me.
Yeah,
because I'm 5'9".
I can't do a 6'2" guy. Oh my god.
What I've noticed is like people that are like around my height, perfect, 6 foot, perfect. Mm-hmm. I even dated a guy that was 5'8", and like it is pretty noticeable for me because like as a female, you wear heels and like
yeah.
so like when I was wearing like anything with a platform, mm-hmm. very noticeable. But yeah. I didn't care. Because, like, I feel like for me, it doesn't, I don't know. I don't really care about that shit.
Yeah.
But
when you're sitting down, you're the same height. So
I like shower sex.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the only, like, positioning 6 foot mm-hmm. is, like, the best.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a little taller, so their dick goes in perfect.
Yeah.
6'2", really good for me being on my knees and giving head.
Yeah.
Really fucking perfect. Yeah. Like, I don't have like to crouch perfect. Down.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's where I'm at, too. It's like, I can't do much over 6 foot mm-hmm. because
I don't want anything more than 6'2".
None of that is fun. None of that is fun. It's way more work.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, get into it and, like, mm-hmm. really enjoy, like, sucking your dick if I'm having to, like,
you're
sit
doing
in a chair.
Extra effort. Yeah.
Or, like, you know, exactly. Like, yeah. there's so much more effort. And it's like,
see, like, for me, everyone always thinks that, like, I want, like, 6'5". And I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm fine with 6'2". Like, yeah. 6'2 and under is, like, perfect. But obviously, I wouldn't complain if I met the love of my life and he happened to be 6'5". You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
it's like, whatever. But it is funny because I have, like, friends that are, like, okay, one of my best friends, she's, like, fucking 4'8 or something. She's, yeah. like, super small. She literally dates, like, guys that are 6'7". No
oh
exaggeration.
Gosh.
And I'm over here just like, why do you save them for someone else? Like,
right?
You could go for someone 5'9 and be fucking a foot different.
Be the same, yeah.
Because literally, like, she's, like, so short compared to me that I'm yeah. like, you could go for a guy that's my height.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, you will be
You'd
fine. You
still get all the same
yeah.
benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's funny because, like, every dude that she's ever brought around has been, like, way fucking tall. And,
oh
like,
God.
Literally.
She loves it.
Double. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just
she
like,
loves to feel tiny.
I think for her, it's a fetish.
Yeah.
I totally
she loves
think
to feel tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they can like pick her up and stuff.
What are your like that. Personal turn ons? Like things that if people do this, you go crazy.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. I don't know. I really like just like, I love a gentleman, but mm-hmm. I also love like a guy who can kind of like take charge.
Yeah.
Like if, we're both like horny and he's like, he
yeah.
just wants to take it. Like, I'm really into that. Like,
yeah.
just, you know, like grabbing me by the waist, just like pulling me, mm-hmm. you know, kind
passion.
Of shit. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I really like is when like, I like gentlemen, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when they're super sweet and then super rough and dirty.
Yes.
Like the back and forth of that
yes.
is so fun for me. Like I just finished filming this BG the other day and it's so fucking hot. I cannot wait to post it.
Yeah.
It's literally like, we're fucking normal,
mm-hmm.
passionate, whatever. And then suddenly he just grabs my neck, fucking is choking me, spanking me, slapping my face, and then nicely fixes my glasses. Like, literally just, like, no. So nicely.
So, like, I recently started, like, kind of seeing this dude, like, kind of hooking up and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's very much like that. Like, he'll open the door for me.
Yeah.
Like, when I go to his place, he, like, meets me downstairs and, like, so walks nice. Me. So fucking nice. But then, like, this animalistic thing will, like, come over. And it's like, who is
Do you like
this
animalistic
person?
Sex?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's like the noises and the sweat, like you said. It's just, like, something, like, it's comes over. And it's too. Like, who is this person?
It makes you feel like they're being the most vulnerable as well. Mm-hmm. Like,
just, like, letting go.
Yeah. Yeah. To let someone enjoy themselves to that extent, that really means that they're actually, like, putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I find that really hot.
So, did you have to tell that person what you do, or are they industry, or is it like...
So they are normal. Mm-hmm. I did, like, because I matched with them on a dating app, so I keep things pretty discreet.
Yeah.
I've already been banned off Tinder for even telling somebody what I do, so, like, I kind of keep that low-key. But after, like, seeing them a couple times, I was like, okay, like, I should tell this person just so they know.
How do you explain it?
Oh my God, I was so anxious, but I was just like, okay, so I have something to tell you. And I was like, so I'm kind of like, in the porn industry, like up and coming, like porn star, like working towards that. And he was like, okay. And I was like, all right. Yeah. And I kind of told him a little bit. And he's just recently, like, moved to Vegas, like, this year. So he was
so
like,
still new to this.
Yeah. So he was like, well, I didn't think I would move to Vegas and start dating a porn star. So that's cool. So he took it pretty well.
Yeah.
And we're both, like, super busy. I think that's also something I find really hot in a guy is, like, not even just being successful, but, like, having, like, a passion and, like, being really good at something. So, like, he's super busy with his stuff, which I find really hot.
I
so,
do, too.
Like,
it's purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, when I'm busy, it's not a problem.
Right.
Because he's also busy.
Did you have to talk to him about, like, STDs or, like, not that you get them, but, like, I'm just saying, like, the conversation. I always wonder what other conversations have to be had.
So, I did tell him, like, when I was, like, initially telling him everything that, like, I do get tested for work. Everyone gets tested for work. Usually, I at least get tested once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on how busy I am.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows that's listening, like, if you're on a set and you're collaborating, you do have to be tested. But, like, sometimes you're not working for those 2 weeks. So just to clarify.
And I'm not going to get tested if I'm not working.
Right. No, it's like $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't get insurance for that.
Right. So it's like if I'm like, okay, I need to take a week or two off to do a bunch of editing or admin or just take a break. Like, I just won't get tested that time. But yeah. So he was like, he seemed, you know, reassured by that. Which, like, yeah, I don't feel like a lot of people know. Those kind of testing standards and, like, kind of how we keep safe.
Do you think you're monogamous in your personal life, or do you think you're, like, open, or what's...
So I used to think I was... I used to feel like I was very poly. Like, I tried poly relationships and, like, I definitely don't feel monogamous, but I feel like in my relationship and my personal life, I would be kind of monogamish.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'd be okay with threesomes every once in a while. But, like, other than that, it's like I want that to be, like, my
my
thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I have crazy sex for work or whatever. But, like, you know, this is my little home, like my little safety area. Yeah. And just kind of have, like, that personal, you know.
No, I totally get it. I always wonder because I feel like that's, like, a weird conversation to have and, like, how to gauge, like, who's going to be cool with it. Because for me, like, when I'm on dating apps, like, first of all, I'm so fucking busy that, like, I feel really bad because, like, there's people that I need to text back. And, like, I just – I have a hard time with, like, if they don't put in 110%, then why would I?
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, an
all-in
type
girl. If you're not keeping me engaged, I'm going to forget.
Yeah, well, and, like, also, like, just the conversation, engaged is perfect because, like, the conversation has to be engaging. Like, I have to feel like we're genuinely connecting.
Yeah.
But for me, like, it's hard because sometimes, like, putting myself out there, I mean, I really, I'm known enough not to, like, be that person and say that, but, like, I use my real name.
Yeah.
I use my real name on dating apps. You probably use a different name on them, right?
I use Celeste.
On okay. So yeah. You do.
Just because I don't want like my real name being put out there, like unless I like know you.
Right. No.
So when I told him, I was like, so yeah, and so you know, Celeste is not my real name, and I told him, and yeah.
Oh, okay. So but, that's even more icing on the cake. He probably was like, he probably left that conversation thinking like, wow, that's so fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double life. But like for me, like because it is my real name and I don't have like a double name or anything.
Yeah.
People like you type in Sydney on Pornhub and you find my porn.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to type in FitSid. So it's very easy for people either to recognize me, already know who I am because like I have a social media presence that's like pretty much on every platform. So like, and like I'm pretty like well known in India. So
yeah.
It's just like randomly people know me. Like my ex, his entire family knew who I was and had paid for my OnlyFans and like seen me on Pornhub before we started dating.
Oh my gosh.
So when he posted me on Facebook and tagged me, he was put in a group chat being like, how do you know FitSid? And he was like, that's my girlfriend. And then
they're like, what?
Christmas was really fun that year.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is, it's like now I just hate having that conversation, like the one that you had. Like I have a hard time like waiting because I mean, like, I don't know. Everyone feels different.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the amount of people that I sleep with is pretty high.
Yeah.
And that doesn't change who I am as a person. Right. Never has.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that some people are not cool with that.
Yeah.
Some people cannot separate it. Some people will fall in love and it will be toxic after that.
Right.
So I like to put it on my profile. Like, I don't say, like, oh, I'm a porn star. I don't say anything like that, but I put like I do adult films. Like my Hinge is like a pretty cute profile where I'm like, anyone want to travel and make movies with me? Mm. And I think everyone gets that.
Yeah.
And then like I put on my Tinder, not really that I'm a porn star or anything, like not porn star, but you know what I mean? That's the easiest word that people think of.
Exactly.
Like I
don't
put that, but I put like
it's easy for them to understand that.
Yeah, but I always tell them like I'm an adult film star. That's like the word I use on when I message them really early in the conversation. Because I gauge how their reaction is. Because if they ask if they can see my porn, I don't want them.
Right.
Like if they've already seen me, I'm fine talking to them still. But like they have to be respectful with how they talk to me because I don't want to feel like an object. I want a deeper connection.
Yeah. There was a guy that I had talked to like last year and he was cool with it. But he asked me so many questions all the time.
And that's not.
Anytime we would hang out, he would ask me all this stuff. Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to talk to you about all of this.
Plus,
like,
if someone's in your life, they see it slowly.
Exactly.
Like how you live your life. And, I always tell them, I'm like, if you're curious, you can ask me basic things. But like, I don't want to talk about this. I want you to get to know me, not my job.
Yeah.
And if you're really in my life, you will figure out all of it very easily.
And that's what it definitely started feeling like. It was like, he would just ask me about what we would do on set,
which how I deal with
customers. Yeah. And it's like, I don't ask that about other people's job. No. Like,
if he works at Yahoo, you would not ask him that.
No.
What's your customer service like?
Right. Like, why does that matter? Like, that's not pertinent to this relationship.
Right.
So, yeah, I do kind of feel it out, too. I feel like with this dude, and it was still pretty early, like the second time we hung out, I was like,
okay, I have to before the hangout. You want to know why? I'm scared they're going to go crazy.
See, my thought was like, I'm just here to fuck him. Like, I don't care about anything else. So he doesn't need to know. I literally had this thought. I was like, I'm bringing nothing to the table. Like, fuck that. Like, I'm hot. I'm fucking cool. I have a beautiful ass. Like, that's bringing enough to the table.
Yeah, especially if you want to just fuck. Like, if you're not looking for like, you know, to start a family with someone.
I was like, no, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to tell him anything. And then after that time hanging out, I was like, maybe I'll hang out with them a little bit more. So you're like, I'll tell them what's up. That animalistic sex.
Do you, feel like you've ever caught feelings on set?
Yes. But not like, I feel like a crush where it was like, oh, fuck, that was really good. And like the chemistry was really good. But then, you know,
do you feel like it was mutual or no?
I think so, yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the time that stuff is mutual. Yeah. Even if, like, no one acts on it, you feel it.
No, for sure. Like, especially this one time that I'm thinking about, I do definitely think it was, like, mutual. But it's like, you know, we're all traveling hoes.
Yeah, so
it's
exactly.
Like, you know, you go back home and you're like, oh, that was hot. Well, can't wait to go back there again. Yeah, no, you know?
That's kind of the fun part. It's like, you're able to take those people and, like, have that fun. And then, you know.
Yeah. And just kind of detach and not get crazy about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
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 I find that fun.
I've been having fun talking to you. I'm just so glad you could be on the podcast.
I know.
Where can they find you?
Let's see. I'm on OnlyFans, Celeste.Sin. Also on Twitter, CelesteSin XXX.
Fuck yeah.
And then you can find everything there.
And I'll have her links down below too, you guys, just so you know. Thank you so much for being on, babe.
Thank you.
Remember, you guys are always somebody's type. Have a great day, great night, great week. Sydney out. CEO.